Blog Talk Radio.
I just know that
got to be as strong against this as we have been against all the other evils we've talked about on this show. And that subject tonight is going to be on homosexuality, or some say gay and lesbianism. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about it tonight. We are going to talk about it tonight. So I do apologize for those that thought it was going to be on Thursday, and it ended up being on, I got the dates mixed up, and it's a long story as to why I keep doing that. I had the show planned for midnight, and as you know, midnight is technically Friday. So when I changed it to 11 o'clock, it changed to 11 o'clock on Friday versus 11 o'clock on Thursday. So when I went to back it up an hour, thinking I was backing up an hour, it was already thinking Friday. So when I mentioned 11 o'clock, the computer. So if you missed the show and you're listening to me on Friday, I do apologize. I got to watch that. It's my bad. So how are y'all doing tonight? Hopefully everybody just have a great deal of desire to do. This is one of those shows I do because I'm supposed to do it. Sometimes you do things when you're excited. Well, this is not one of those shows I'm excited about doing because a lot of people are struggling. I'm not one to throw stones at anybody because we all have our struggles. And so, but tonight, there is something going untouched. There is something gaining a lot of momentum. There is something that is a threat to the moral fiber of the planet, not just the United States, but the moral fiber of family all across the world. And that is this threat of homosexuality, gay and lesbianism, lifestyle. This is something that is, if we don't get a handle on it soon, we're going to lose in so many ways. It ain't funny. So tonight, I said earlier, never hate the person, hate the sin. And then I went on to say, hold on, let me just make one little change. Yeah, I have a typo. But I went on to say that the Most High didn't make us homosexuals. See, that's the lie, that the Most High have made us this way, or some of us this way. I'm definitely not saying us. But, here we go. Sorry about that. But there's a lot of talk about, well, God made us this way. God made me this way. And I don't think that God would make somebody a certain way and then turn around and say that that way is sin. The Bible says that everything he made was good. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that the Bible is true and what it had to say. So tonight, folks, homosexuality, gay and lesbianism, and the threat to the human family, the real family. Why do you say the real family? Because it's the original family, the original structure that the Most High set in motion. There's a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. I'm sure many of you have your comments, questions. Some of you will vehemently agree with me, and others of you will vehemently disagree with me. Nevertheless, we are going to have the show. So I just want to thank y'all for stopping by. Those of you who are here early, listen to the show, I always thank you, because if you wasn't here, nobody would be here. So I just want to thank you for those in the chat room, those of you on the phone lines. I want to, again, thank y'all for listening, especially those of you in the archives that will be listening to the show tomorrow and the next day and the next week. I just think it's a great thing that you decide to stop by, and I just hope that this show would be a blessing to every single one listening. I hope that we season this thing with true, authentic love for all people. Because that is really what it's all about. If it ain't about love, the Bible says it's a sin. Whatsoever that is not done out of love is a sin. One thing else I wanted to note that I do have some, let's see here. I posted a scripture in the chat room for those of you that are here early. I don't know if y'all can see the whole scripture, but yeah, there it is. And this is Romans 1, 26 and 27. Again, Romans 1, 26 and 27. I would love for you to turn in your Bibles. If you have your Bibles handy, you probably don't. You're just surfing in that. But if you do, turn in your Bibles and check the scripture out. This scripture is really going to bring some light to what we're talking about tonight. Again, Romans 1, that's in the New Testament, verses 26 and 27. So, the scripture reads, "For this cause God gave them up to vile affection." Let's say that again. "For this cause God gave them up to." Who are we talking about? The scripture is talking about people that was just bent on sinning. And it says, "For this cause God gave them unto vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the man, leaving natural use into that which is against nature." Also, it says, "And likewise also the men, leaving the natural," I think I posted that twice. Uh-oh, I made a mistake there. But it went on to say, "Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use." No, I got it right here. Natural, okay, yeah, I did repost that. But anyway, it says, "And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one towards another. Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met." I'm going to repost this because the scriptures is not quite right, and I got to have these scriptures right. So, you know, bear with me while I do that. As a matter of fact, we wait on a few people to come before we get hot and heavy into this subject. As y'all see, I'm trying to talk real low and real calm because I know in a minute it's going to get crazy up in here. So let me do this. Let me just take a short little break, and I'll be right back to open up the show. I'm waiting on a few more people that I invited. I know it's coming. And then we'll jump right into the show, okay? So let's go ahead and do something a little bit different. Let me just play this song. This is by the group Natural 7. Check this out. Oh, Lord.
Closure.
Okay. I can feel it. I can feel it. This is a subject that I don't have to really think hard about. This is a subject I don't have to really, I'm not being arrogant, but I got clarity on a long time ago. It's just something that never really, something I never really tangled with enough to even be that concerned about it. But fortunately, we had people that would visit the churches that I've been a part of that would always really share really good on this subject. So before I say one word, I know that I can be prejudiced towards those that, how can I say it, that may be persuaded in that lifestyle of gay and lesbian lifestyle. I know that I can be definitely partial against them. So let me just say that before I begin. But tonight, I want to share, more importantly, that this is a sin. I want to talk about that the people that practice this type of behavior is not the sin. That's first and foremost. That's the first thing I want to nail down. If I don't nail down nothing else tonight, is people go through enough pain and enough rejection and enough this and enough that to do without all the name calling. And I just don't understand why some people go there. But I can understand people are very upset with the enemy, and they're upset with when they find the enemy in their homes, in their lives. They're very offended at what the enemy is doing. So there's a lot of people that hate this lifestyle. But then there are a lot of people, and this is deep, but I'm going to go here. There's a lot of people, their hate is not a healthy hate. And some psychologists even believe that these people actually fear that they are susceptible to this very disease, or this very, and it is a disease, because this lifestyle, if people will be true about it, any and every lifestyle on the planet that does not line up with the book, with the scriptures, is diseasing. That is the truth. So it is a disease. I don't take that back. I don't say it lightly. And as a matter of fact, let me say it one more time. Any lifestyle, the lifestyle of a liar, the lifestyle of a hater, the lifestyle of a murderer, the lifestyle of someone that's jealous, someone that's full of undue pride, that pride that kills, any type of behavior that doesn't line up with Scripture causes pain. I mean, you know, we was talking about the other day on the show that what if there wasn't no Bibles? How would you know what's wrong and what's right? What if there was no Holy Scriptures? How would you know what's wrong and what's right? What if there was no Quran? What if there was no Bible? What if there was no Hindu scriptures? What if there was no writings on the pyramids? If there was no carvings anywhere, how would we know what is wrong and what is right? Well, just by living every day and just seeing our behaviors and what our behaviors do to people and how our behaviors shape people's life, you know, we don't need any book to tell us. If we can't hear, if we can't see what I'm saying right now, if we don't have eyes to see, then of course we need any and every book we can do. But you know, most of the Bible, the patriarchs in the Bible, didn't have those books. Moses didn't have the New Testament or the Old Testament. Abraham didn't have the New Testament or the Old Testament. He might have had the Torah, but I'm saying most of those people that did the greatest things in the Bible that we hold high did not have the pages that we have. So how did they know what was wrong and what's right? We have a human spirit, and deep within our spirit, this is how we know what is wrong and what is right. And I think in the United States, what has happened is we have become in love with ourselves. We have become in love with what feels good. We have become in love with what what's the word I'm looking for? Let me see, did I do this right? I think I want to make sure I posted that scripture right. No, I didn't. Haven't even posted it yet. Let me go ahead and post Romans 1:26-27. And then I'll finish talking here. I don't want to try to do too many things here at one time. Let me do this real quick, everybody, just 1 second. But while I'm doing this, I guess I can't finish what I was saying because it's a no-brainer. But we have fallen in love with our own flesh, what we like. And Americans are like gods unto themselves. They do what they want to do when they want to do it. They don't believe in absolutes. They don't believe in limits, especially the Caucasian, the way they have been raised. And it's not a slap in the face to white people. It's just a reality. All you got to do is look around you. And black people and other ethnic groups are beginning to buy into the same philosophy that, you know, if it feels good, do it. Begin to buy into the philosophy that, you know, we have a sexual preference. Which we do. Everybody have a preference to do right and wrong, good and evil. But it's not like we're born with a certain preferences, as the people want to say, as those that want to be a part of this lifestyle have been saying for many years. They've been trying to poison the minds of millions, saying that I was born this way. And bear with me here. I'm almost done posting the scripture. Y'all can tell I'm doing something else, can't you? but I'm almost done. I got one more portion. So those of you in the chat room, give me 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, and you have this whole scripture. It's 3 parts to it. Anyway, let's just go ahead and read what I just posted in the chat room. It says Romans 1:26-27. It said, for this cause God gave them up to vile affection. Gave who? There were people that was pursuing things that was not according to Scripture. So the Most High just simply turned them over. And this is what it's saying here. Romans 1:26-27 says, for this call God gave them up to vile affection, for their own women did change. Highlight the word change. Women did change. Casey Colt comments in the chat room, I am glad that you are bringing this subject. Well, thank you, my sister or my brother. I appreciate that. It says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. God gave them up unto vile affection. For their women did change. I want everybody to see that word change. So that means they weren't like that before. Their women did change. Their natural use. Change their natural use. If it was okay to be a certain way, I mean, if it was normal for them to be a certain way, while they're changing to this way, their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Against nature. Do we need things on our planet that's against nature? Greed is against nature. Sin is against nature. Okay? And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. Well, what is the natural use of a woman? Leaving the natural use of a woman, burning their lusts one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. So if men are with men and they're working something wonderful and beautiful, and we all should enhance it and agree with them being married and support them, why does it say working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense or pay of their error which was met? Casey Cole go on to say, I have been explaining this on my own program, and they look at me sideways. Being gay is morally wrong. I expressed this on a podcast here on BTR, and they just shut me down cold. Well, Mr. Mr. or Mrs. Colt, whoever you are, if you're a guy or a girl. But they're going to have to shut both of us down because this is the show enough truth. And like Martin Luther King Jr. said, K.C. Colt, that the truth thrust to the ground, the truth thrust to the ground will rise over and over again. This generation can be so popular and we can be so confused, we can just totally make all the laws pro-gay marriage. We can just lose our mind and just all the states agree to it. Well, you know what's going to happen? About 100 years from now, maybe 200, the next generation or the next generation will wake up and say, you know, it's wrong. They'll fight to repeal it, and then it'll be repealed. I mean, the truth is going to always stand. It's going to keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back. You don't want me today? Okay, I'll come back tomorrow. So, you know, we can sit up here all we want to and try to change everything. Like I say, it'll keep coming back. It'll keep coming back. It'll keep coming back. And that's the beauty of the scripture. So my sister or my brother, keep preaching. Keep saying what you're saying. And more than anything, K.C. Colt, I'm not just talking just to him or her. I'm talking to all y'all. Anybody that's out here preaching, those of you in the chat room on the phone lines listening on the sound of my voice, keep telling the truth. It don't matter what the enemy say. It don't matter what people say. When I say the enemy, I'm not talking about people, okay? I'm talking about the world, the flesh, and Satan. Worldliness, fleshliness, and evil spirits. Worldliness is a mentality. Fleshliness is a craving inside of us, and evil spirits is entities that live outside of the body. These are the three forces against humanity. So no matter what those three forces say, stand on the side of truth. Now, when people preach this type of message, the first thing everybody assume I'm saying or I'm trying to say is I got it all together. And that is as far from the truth as I can get. But just because you make mistakes, it doesn't mean you can't preach on what you know to be true. And what I'm saying tonight is just, I may, you know, occasionally be feel like I'm forcing to tell a little white lie or whatever you want to call lies or whatever. I may be, from time to time, I may be deceptive, you know. But the thing I want to share with everybody is this. I'm not out trying to start a movement around me lying. If I choose to be deceptive, I don't go and try to start a movement. We're talking about tonight folks that not only believe that this lifestyle is the right way, but they go and try to get licenses to do it, get tax dollars to be sheltered and be able to have benefits that married people have. And this is the problem, you know? Well, why should we be in a closet? All sin should be in a closet. All sin. Well, now then you're perpetrating, you know. What I'm saying is you don't bring that stuff. If you're wrestling with something within you, go to a friend or pastor or counselor and talk about these things, you know, in private. But you don't go on nationwide TV and, you know, and just make sinning an acceptable lifestyle. If you find yourself slipping and you got to do this and you got to do that because you've grown to like it and then you're addicted by it, okay, that's wrong. It's two left shoes, that's wrong. But to go and start a lifestyle, start a coalition, start a march, get rights, become married, you are giving the wrong signal to our children. It's very simple. To me, the whole gay and lesbian conversation is very, very simple. It is one of the most no-brainer conversations I can possibly talk about, and it's this. Does it promote life? Yes or no? This is why we don't like lying. Lying doesn't promote life. You get the lying, you ain't going to live very long. You get to sleeping with other people's wives, you're not going to live very long. You become over possessed with jealousy, and every thought is full of jealousy and envy. You're not going to live very long. If you begin to covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's car, your neighbor's anything, you're not going to live very long. And another scripture says that thou shalt have no other Elohims or other gods before me. If you do that and put other things before the Most High, you are not going to live very long. What am I saying? All of these sins, all of these violations of scripture does what? Shorten your life. One scripture says, young people, children, obey your parents, that your days may be long upon the land. What does being obedient to the scriptures or being submissive to a higher law does? It enhances your life. It extends your life. And this is all we're saying tonight. Any sin cut off shortens your life. And if you do live a long life because you're following other laws that are right, some people eat right, exercise right, they don't stress, and they follow other laws, and those other laws carry them even though they're living a sinful life on another level. We have to keep all these laws. All of these laws give us life. So what I'm saying is the homosexual, gay and lesbian lifestyle interrupts life strongly, faster than other sins. Because when men begin to like men and women begin to like women, the life cycle stops dead on tracks right there on the spot. Bam! At least with the liar, the cheater, not that I ever would try to advocate lying or cheating, any of those other things. I'm just saying, but with those lifestyles, people at least have children, and you know, maybe they tell their children, "I'm sorry, I told a lie," blah blah blah. They still can have a long life. But if all of us decided tomorrow we was going to be practicing this gay and lesbian lifestyle, life would cease immediately. And this is the strongest point we have against the lifestyle, that it takes away from life. It takes longevity away from life. There will be no families, and all the things that these people was raised up in, a lot of these gay and lesbian people, they were brought up in homes with moms and dads, and they, you know, had their dads did this with them, and they have all these wonderful memories of dad doing this, mom doing that. Sometimes there was abuses, but I'm just talking about all of these memories their children would never have again. And this is just such a no-brainer. Let me just read some more comments that was expressed in the chat room. There's some more comments. Being gay is morally wrong. I agree. Hold on. In God's eyes, it's wrong. That's true. They said we are gay bashing. We are gay bashing. We're bashing the sin. We're supposed to be gay bashing, and we're supposed to be lie bashing. We're supposed to be murder bashing. We're supposed to be jealousy bashing. Sin. Do y'all know in the Bible days, back in the Bible days, that you was murdered? The Most High had the people to take your life for disobeying his laws. And people say, "Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard." How can you say he gave you the option to live or die? And he put before you life and death, and he tells you which one to pick. He says, "Pick life." Life. I've given you a will, old man. You have a will. You're a free moral agent, which means you have the right to choose. If he wants us to follow certain commandments, follow certain precepts, that we may have a full life, how do we all of a sudden get so smart? We can. She is. I mean, none of us get what we probably deserve. None of us get what we probably deserve. None of us get what we probably deserve. I'm going to say it again. None of us get what we probably deserve. So if the Most High was going to reward us according to sin, he would destroy us probably before we get, you know, in our 20s, good, because we all done some dumb stuff. So we need to get off, we need to give the Most High a break. Just don't do that. You know, he even make our body parts to give us a hint as to what to do, you know, and we just don't get it wrong. I mean, we don't get it right. So when K.C. Coates says it's not gay bashing, and he said that he did a show earlier, and they was telling him that he was gay bashing. He does podcasts also. And on his show, this person in the chat room, going by the name of K.C. Coates, said that they said that he was gay bashing. Well, he was, and I am. But I'm not bashing the person. Now, when you get bashed the person, we have now broken laws ourselves, and we are in trouble with the Most High, with our own conscience. We will begin to fall. We will begin to deteriorate when we begin to bash our own brothers and sisters. But I said earlier, we're not bashing people. We're not bashing brothers. We're not bashing sisters. We're bashing the act. We say it is wrong, it is a sin, it cuts off life, it destroys going and coming. The gay lifestyle is a horrible, horrible way for anybody to live, okay? It's just that simple. I know no other way to put it, and if you are contemplating this lifestyle or struggling with this lifestyle, my heart goes out to you. I ain't trying to judge nobody tonight. You know, I think heterosexuals that look at porn and that struggles with lusting over women and can't control their libido, they're just as much in trouble equally. Sin is sin. It's something we all should be speaking out against, encouraging each other not to do, informing each other, edifying each other, you know, doing whatever we can to keep our brothers and sisters on the straight and narrow, everybody. But for sure, we shouldn't be trying to, I shouldn't say but, and for sure, we shouldn't be trying to go and get no rights to do this mess. We shouldn't be getting no rights to violate scriptures. We should not be getting no rights to parade up and down the streets. Our young people are looking. They don't know. They're looking, and they see people happy kissing, men and men kissing. They see people happy, women holding hands, looking happy, and they even have a word, a term called gay. When you think of a person that's a homosexual, the first thing you think of is a smile, because they do that, and that's the big deception. They want everybody to think that they are gay. We need to take that word back. Gay is for the believer. Gay is for the righteous one. We are the ones that are gay. We are excited about the Most High. We should be excited about the Most High, and we should be gay, happy and gay. That's our word. That's a kingdom word that belongs to the kingdom of the Most High. It does not belong to people walking down the street with a little string up there behind, you know, just playing around, you know, just it's totally, totally, totally ludicrous. So, anyway, let me read another comment in the chat room. It says here, they are confused between rights for African Americans and Native Americans and gay rights. Absolutely. So what these people do, they went and just have started to say they have rights, and now they want the same rights as, like the commenter was saying here, K.C. Coates in the chat room just said, they are confused. They are confused between rights for African Americans and Native Americans and gay rights. He or she is so right. K.C. Holcote, are you a male or female, help me out so I can quit saying he or she. And then he went on to say, or she went on to say, being gay is a lifestyle and not a civil right. True. But why do people think that? That's what the enemy does. He gets you to thinking that you have a civil right. You have a civil right to go and, can you imagine a killer going down to the courthouse and with some bunch of posters and saying they want the right to be able to murder somebody tomorrow at 2 o'clock? Can you imagine some child molester coming down there with a bunch of people with all signs talking about they want the right to molest children? Or can you imagine somebody coming to the courthouse and trying to file a document saying they want the right to be able to sleep with somebody's husband or somebody's wife? That's just how ludicrous this whole gay and lesbian lifestyle is. It's taken from family. But I'm going to drop some science on y'all a little later. We're kind of surfacing right now, but I'm about to hit some things that's stronger than that. I see this somebody got kicked off. Listen, if y'all get kicked off, let me know every time you get kicked off, because I got a free month from Blog Talk Radio for them doing just that. And anybody else that this happens to, you need to let me know. If you get kicked off, type in the chat room, I got kicked off. And what I'm going to do is take this text to the authorities of Blog Talk Radio and ask for a refund. Because I know when you start dealing with this subject right here, you're going to get kicked off. So if anybody get kicked off the phone line, anybody get kicked off the chat room, please let me know, because it's going to be some gay bashing all right tonight. We're going to bash it, but we're not going to bash people. It is totally normal and godly and according to Scripture for us to be bashing the lifestyle. But we don't have a right for one split second to bash the person. I ain't on it. I'm not on it. Please don't bring that to this show if that's what you're thinking. I love all people, and I feel sorry for anyone that wrestle with anything that's got them like the gay and lifestyle, like the gay and lesbian lifestyle have some people. Can you imagine all your life you being wrapped up, tangled up, encouraged by, inspired, supported by gay and lesbian people, only to find out 20, 30, 40 years down the road that the lifestyle is completely in opposition to life cycle, and you've got to make a change? That's not nothing to play with. That's not nothing to make fun of people with. That's not nothing to be on a chat room or a blog or a podcast throwing stones at. So I hope that I will never be crazy enough to be on some blog talking about people. That is not the goal tonight. The goal tonight is to bring insight on this lifestyle. This lifestyle is killing people. It's crippling people. And Satan, what he does, he wants people to think it's glamorous. It's what he do with all sin. You know, I've wrestled with pornography like most men have. And I'm not trying to justify, but I have. It's true. And, you know, when you see a lot of these movies, these actors always act like they're so happy and they ain't really enjoying it. But they don't tell you all the diseases. They don't tell you how many people have actually died in the porn industry. They don't tell you just how many doctor visits. They don't tell you how many people have just not died but nearly died or got all kind of dreadful diseases. So I'm just saying, not even about diseases, but how some of that is just not as pleasurable as they look. How about that? You know, all those orgasms are not real. It's Satan. It's just, that's his job, is to make it look better than what it is, to suck you into that lifestyle, to suck you into lying, or suck you into cheating on your taxes, or to suck you into jealousy. Oh, this is not a bad sin. You know, jealousy is one of the most horrible things on the planet. My goodness. Jealousy and bitterness and jealousy, those are some big demons right there. Those are some things that probably make this conversation tonight look very small. You get a person haughty and full of pride. I mean, just look at what has happened with the Caucasian and the so-called African-American, by the Caucasian being so full of pride. How much pain and bloodshed have they stood back and watched these people endured just because they was too haughty. They thought they was better than. Look at the philosophy of white supremacy. Look how many millions have been responsible for, you know, white supremacy have been responsible for so many millions of lives. So ain't no joke. This pride that's not healthy is not good. Lying, cheating, all of the things the Bible says is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. So tonight we ain't trying to bash people, but we darn show bashing the act. It is ungodly. It is filthy. It is nothing good about the homosexual lifestyle. Two brothers hugging, that's healthy. But that's in church. That's on the jobs. That's in the clubs. That's on the street. Ain't nothing wrong with brothers hugging. Never have been. Nothing wrong with brothers touching each other. Never have been. Nothing wrong with you know, grabbing somebody's hand, shaking hand, give me five, give me dap, or handshake, or hug. These things the gay lesbian cannot take from us. We've always had man-to-man contact that was healthy, women-to-women contact that was healthy. They cannot and they should not never take that away. And this has been one of the problems. A lot of men have been so ignorant, that's another offense, thinking that to show some type of emotions by, you know, hugging another brother, they was, you know, they let the enemy trick them into thinking that was wrong. And so when you get a normal person that have these desires to be held by another brother, then they flip out, you know. But if I remember correctly in the scriptures, one of the disciples was laying on Christ's chest as he was talking. Just imagine a man laying on another man's chest as Christ was sitting there sharing. See what I mean? Even when I went to Ethiopia and I saw all these young boys walking up and down the street holding hands, which is very normal on that side, in that side of the world, across the Atlantic, there's a whole lot of men holding hands, like Saddam Hussein when President Bush visited him back when he was on the good side of the Americans. I'm just saying it's a lot of men holding hands. There's nothing wrong with that, never have been. But some kind of way, this machoism is just as wrong. It's just as foul. It's just as evil. It slows down life as well. How many women have complained about machoism? This machoism is just as vicious and wicked because it robbed men of being real men. Real men hug men. Real men express their emotions to, you know, to some degree. All this business of not ever crying and not ever, you know, showing emotions, and that's foolishness too. That's just as evil. Anything, the Bible says it like this: whatsoever. How does scripture go? Somebody help me. All ungodliness is sin. That's what I meant to say. All ungodliness is sin. That's the scripture. All ungodliness is sin. When something is not lined up in the Most High, in His way, if we're not behaving in the way that He commands us to, nothing good come out of it. And machoism is one of those things, one of those little secret little things that spoils. You know how they say, what they call it? Can't think of the parable that the Oprah used to say about the vines. But anyway, let me just read some more comments here in the chat room. I want everybody to know what is being typed, because a lot of good things said in the chat room. But one of the things said is, let's see here, gay marriage is morally wrong. Okay, they all need prayer for sure. In this lifestyle, it has killed off a lot of good people. Amen. Amen. I remember back in the 80s, the AIDS virus killed off slowly but surely. It's true. I thank God that I'm married. I cry. I hug. I hug my brothers and nephews and my godson. Good for you. Good for you. And that's what I'm saying. You know, a lot of this thing is. I'm just touching the surface. We're going to just touch the surface, and then we're going to get deeper, and then we're going to get deeper, and then we're going to get real deeper in a second. So I'm letting y'all know right now, this conversation has gears. We are starting out in first gear. We're going to go down lower and lower. We're going to get more and more and more into this, because this right here, I'm telling y'all, this is some heavy, heavy-duty stuff. And the enemy has got a lot of young sisters and a lot of young brothers wrapped up in this lifestyle, and we have got to go and help them. We got to go and help them. You can't help people bashing people. People ain't going to never, ever, ever listen to you, and you're just going to be a loser. And guess what? If you bash them, you are participating in the sin just like they are. You are no better than they are. I mean, seriously. I mean, serious. If you bash them, you are becoming as sinful as they are. You are impeding life cycles we talked about earlier. If you are going up to a human being and making them feel like they are the sin, and they're not. Homosexuals are not the act that they do. They're not the philosophy that they believe. That's not them. It's a philosophy. They can in 5 minutes change their mind, decide they're not going to believe the philosophy, and be done with it. That's how it happens. I'm serious. So they are not the act. So getting upset, wanting to kill them, wanting to put a bullet in their head, even if you don't, even if you can't, your mind shouldn't even go there. We've got to start bleeding with love for people, all people. After all, look at what you struggle with. No, listen, I'm talking to you. Look at what you struggle with. Look at what you're doing when ain't nobody around. Look at what you're hiding. So I'm saying, you know, if I was a fly on the wall, would you want me to be a fly on the wall in your house? And so all I'm saying is, let's be a little bit more empathy, you know, let's show empathy towards these people. Let's just show more love and more patience, you know, but let's bash the sin. I'm not for not bashing. Bash the sin. Come out against it hard, strong, not the person. Strong against it. I mean, you know, when people try to, you know, act like it's some little, say, you know, be like a Rockwilder. No. Oh, no, that's wrong. That will kill you, Johnny. That will take your life, Mary. No, Mary. No, Sam. That right there will destroy you. I'm serious, my brother, my sister. I mean, bunk your eyes, look at them like they just told you they about to go rob a bank or something. Let them know it is going to take their life. Let them know it is a trick. Let them know it does not give life, you know. And let them know that most of these people that's running around here in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, they're very, very flesh-driven. They're pleasure seekers. They've done something and it feels good. And just because something feels good don't mean we're supposed to be. Americans feel like if something feels good, we got a right to do it. We don't have no right to do it. I mean, you know, I don't want to just get too crazy here, but I'm saying, do you really want to say that if something feel good, you can do it? I mean, do you know how many things might just feel good that's just, you know? I mean, you can close your eyes and not see who or what does things to you that might feel good, and you wouldn't be able to tell if it's a man or a female if you want to just go on what feels good. Or you wouldn't even know if it was an animal, really. I mean, if you just want to just go with what feels good, or you wouldn't even know if it's a machine. Certain things could be done to you. And you couldn't tell if somebody put a bag over your head. I mean, I hate to go here. I'm just trying to show you how ludicrous this whole philosophy is of, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. I mean, you know, it might feel good to stick your toe in a hole with a bunch of worms and let them crawl around. That might feel good. But do you want to spend your life going to parks looking for holes in the ground for where worms are to stick your toe in there? I'm just saying, just because something feels good, we feel like we can go and like it, and then when we get addicted to it, we try to make it out of a lifestyle, we go try to get a license, and we try to get millions of people to follow us. And it's crazy. Only in America, only in this country do we get that stupid. That is some crazy thinking. Again, not bashing the people. I'm going to keep saying it. Y'all heard it 1,000 times. I'm not bashing the people, but that mentality is sick as they come. We're not but two levels higher than an animal when we think like that. That's all animals do. Go around, eat, poop, sex. Eat, poop, have sex. And a lot of these gay and lesbian, and I know I'm not one, so I'm sure y'all can come on the line and say, well, you don't know, you never experienced it, blah, blah, blah. Well, you might be right. But you don't have to experience every single thing up under the sun to understand it. I know how to not put my hand against a 250,000 volt, electrical wire. I don't have to experience that to know that it's going to kill me. And there's other things that's going to kill you and I, and take from our family, and take from our mind, that we don't have to experience it. So what I'm saying tonight is, there is a movement in the United States, and it is serious, and we better start speaking out against this mess, because I'm telling y'all, it's strong. It is stronger than you think. However strong you think it is right in your mind right now, multiply that times 23. This thing is strong, and it's growing, and yes, it does give strength to the New World Order. The New World Order is about population decrease. The New World Order is about destroying the family, because the family is a threat to the New World Order. I told you this thing is bigger than just pleasure. This is serious. There is the agenda of Satan with all of these. I want to be with a man. I want to be with a woman. That men want to be with men and women want to be with women. There is an agenda by Satan. When you practice these acts, when you become homosexuals and you decide this is the life you're going to live, you are playing into the hands of the New World Order. Really, you're playing. It ain't even about men. Men are controlling the New World Order, I mean, to some degree. Satan is behind those men. So what I'm saying is, you're playing into the hand of Satan when you come with that mentality. Y'all, excuse the noise in the background, but what I'm saying is, let's look at this thing. Let's break it open and look at it. Let's look at this for the core, at the very root. When you cease to have children, women, especially with men, which reminds me, let me take a little side road here. Why is it that all of these gay people want to adopt children that come from a heterosexual relationship? That right there is sick. Now, you get something that came from a natural process, and you raise it in an unnatural process, and you feel like the child is better off with Dave and John. You feel like they're better off with these two men or these two women. But they was literally birthed from a heterosexual relationship. It's insane. The act of homosexuality is insane. The act of lying is insanity. What you mean, insanity? That's pretty harsh, brother, don't you think? No. Insane means something that just don't make sense. Sin don't make sense. It's something we do when we have a temporary moment of insanity. There's no reason. There's no real reason to lie. We lie because we come up with some weak, somebody say, well, I had a good reason to lie. I mean, really, there's never a good reason to lie. There's never a good reason to cheat, steal, and break any of the laws. But to go and start a lifestyle of sinning, to live and base your whole house on a lifestyle, when people walk in your house, they see over the fireplace Jane and Francis hugged up like a couple, that's going to do something to the human mind that the Most High didn't design. We might think it's beautiful temporarily. It's going to do something to the mind, because they're smiling. They're not frowning at each other. They're smiling. And Jane and Francis are holding hands, and they may be sharing a kiss. And that does something to the psyche of all of us, not just children. First thing we think of was, maybe it might feel good. After all, I'm not getting along with my spouse. Maybe I need to try that. it's not right. It ain't even right to see men kissing. It ain't even right. If something goes off inside us when we even see it, we now have formed something in our mind that is not supposed to be on the planet. It's not supposed to be on the planet. A man sleeping with another man's wife is something that's not supposed to be on the planet. The reason I say it's not supposed to be on the planet is because it literally takes from the planet. It destroys the planet. Now, if I told you me dropping an atomic bomb on, you know, in the middle of Japan, you would say, oh, that shouldn't be on the planet. If I told you we was going to go burn down 6 million trees, you'd say, oh, that shouldn't be on the planet. Why? Because you can see the destruction. You can see the destruction very clear, very crystal clear in your face. But now if I say a liar, a lie, the thought of lying shouldn't be on the planet, you don't see that because you say, I don't know about that, brother, because you lie so much. Or we lie as humans so much. It's so much a part of our character. I mean, so much a part of our lifestyle, commercials. Anytime you look at TV, you're almost looking at a constant lie on everything they say. So when somebody like me come along and say it's not natural to lie, it's not normal to lie, I mean, it's natural that people do it, but it's not a part of the Most High's order is what we're trying to say tonight. So homosexuality, gay and lesbian lifestyle, I want to go a little deeper. I read the scriptures earlier. For those of y'all that wasn't around, we read the scriptures earlier. I'm going to read this again. This is Romans 1, 26-27. Romans 1, 26-27. It says this. For this cause God gave them up, speaking of those wicked people that constantly kept doing wrong. They kept on craving evil. Romans 1, 26 says this about those people. Romans 1, 26-27 says this about people that constantly pursue evil. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them up to what kind of affections? Vile affections. God gave them up unto vile. So what their affections are vile. If it was good, it'll say right there, God gave them up to good affections. God gave them up to vile affections. What affections were there? What affections did he give them up to? For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. For even their women did change. I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. The women change. The Most High gave them up to where the women, he basically was saying, other scripture will make this clear, that it says if you keep pursuing a particular thing, that the Most High will give you up to some call a reprobate mind. This is where you keep pursuing, he give you over to it. It's almost like you keep pursuing it. So he, you know, there's a law that says if you pursue something, he'll give it to you. So he gives them what they was pursuing. So, again, the scripture says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use, into that which is against nature. So when people say lesbianism, the gay lifestyle, it's natural, it's normal, it's good, nothing wrong with it. They deserve rights. Right here in Romans 1 and 26, it says this was against nature. And likewise, also the men. So the Most High gave the men up also to this that they was pursuing. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of their women. Leaving the natural use of their women, burn in their lusts, one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. Men with men, how come they don't say men with men, working that which is beautiful? Men with men, working for that which is natural. That these men was doing something that was very unclean. Men with men, working, congratulating each other, complimenting each other, saying how great each other was. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the pay or recompense of their error. We can end this show right now on that right there. If somebody want to know, well, is the lifestyle good or not? It says, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that pay of error. Let me read the way it says. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. Folks, listen to me. I want to welcome Judah. There is L. Judah. Good seeing you again. And all of y'all in the chat room, all the guests that don't have names, welcome, welcome. And those on the phone lines, don't know everybody, but welcome to the show, okay? Tonight, we're loving on the homosexual. We're loving on the gay person. We ain't hating on them. Ain't no hatred, not one drop of hatred for them tonight. Sorry, it ain't happening. We are bashing like there ain't no gay bashing in the world. We are bashing the act. We are bashing the act. We are showing the ludicrous of the act. We are showing the ludicrous of the thinking, the philosophy of homosexuality, the philosophy of the lesbian. We are bashing with the scriptures, with logic, with nature, with everything that I have and you have to share. We are bashing, exposing this behavior for what it is, a thief of life, something that is blocking the life cycle to men, not able to produce, not able to contribute, not able to complete life cycle. And I know there's some men that's on this earth, they'll never have children, but they still have a responsibility to those children that they run across, and, you know, and there will be men that will contribute. So just because some man can't have children, that don't mean that he has a right to go get another man that can't have children and say, hey, see, we can't have children no way, so it's okay. No. The Bible just made it very clear. Let me read it again, because some of y'all ain't getting this. People be trying to twist scriptures all kind of way. I'm going to read a little faster this time, since I read it earlier. Romans 1:26-27 says, for this cause God gave them up to vile affection, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burning their lust one towards another. So these men lost the natural use. You can lose the natural use of a woman. You can lose the natural use of a woman. You can lose it. These men, the Most High, actually turned them over to have the kind of mind that will cause them to lose that natural desire for women. The Most High did it because they kept pursuing evil, evil. They kept pursuing, and there's a law, there's a universal law that the scriptures talk about, that if you seek, you will find. The Most High will definitely reward you because you keep seeking. He has to give it to you. It's a law. It's like if you throw something in the air, it's got to come down. If you seek and keep seeking and keep seeking and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, he'll turn you over to it. So these people was pursuing evil, pursuing breaking his laws, not trying to walk with the Most High. So he turned them over to this, to where the men did no longer pursue their women. My goodness. So people say, I was born like that. not so. That's not the way it happened. There are men that have turned over and shredded. But these are men that had women that was pursuing evil all the time, and the Most High turned them over to it. But this whole business of being born, why would the Most High make you born a certain way? Think about this now. Why would the Most High make you a certain way and turn around and say that that way is a sin? That's child abuse. That's like making my kids like ice cream, and as they get addicted, I tell them it's against all the laws to eat ice cream. Our Father don't, he is not like that. That is not the Father. So I'm saying tonight, folks, please, please hear me tonight. This act deserved bashing. This philosophy deserved bashing. Bash gay and lesbian lifestyles. Bash it. Bash lying. Bash cheating. Bash stealing. Bash people that don't worship the Most High. Bash people that don't want to fellowship with believers. Bash jealousy. Bash the act, bash the act, bash the philosophy and the behavior, bash the philosophy and the behavior. All day long we are commanded to stand against evil, and this is how we do it. Now I'm going to go a little deeper. I said I was going to go a little deeper. Okay, we're going to go into gear two, gear three. This is gear three. I want to talk about something that's a little bit deep. Hopefully I don't run y'all off, but it's so deep and it's very true. If I talked about this topic and didn't cover this, I would say that the whole conversation tonight has been a failure. And that is the teaching, the philosophy in the scriptures. It ain't a philosophy, it's a reality of familiar spirits. This is when you're minding your own business, but you're not a believer, you're not really following the Most High, you're just out there doing your own thing. And you come across gay and lesbian people, and they have been led down that road by evil spirits. Everybody don't have the philosophy that gay and lesbians have. Some people just like the feeling. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong. But they like, they don't know why, they just want to do it. And sometimes this is not a fleshly thing. Fleshly thing means some you crave it. Sometimes it's your flesh, and that's one thing. There's different reasons people in this lifestyle. Some people actually believe, and them other people out there trying to get licensed in and you know, gay pride and all this. Them people, their philosophy is off. But there's people who know it's wrong, and they are in it. They know it's wrong, but their flesh is addicted to some act they might have done. That's a flesh addiction. But I'm not talking about a flesh addiction. We can talk about that in a minute. But right now, I'm not talking about a flesh addiction. This is where your flesh is just crying out to do this act, even though you know it's wrong. That's a flesh addiction. I'm talking about a spiritual addiction, which is the worst kind. A flesh addiction, you can fast and pray and go without food and ask the Most High to help you crawl, get on your knees and cry to him. And any addiction, if you find yourself a liar, you just lie all the time. You lie when ain't no really real reason to lie. You cheat when ain't no real reason to cheat. You just always like cheating. You always like quick money. You always like beating people out of money. It's just you can't help it. There are spirits a lot of time that is involved with disobeying the Most High. It ain't always a flesh thing. It ain't always in your mind you've been programmed to think, hey, I'm supposed to beat people out of their money. My dad taught me this. My dad always say, hey, beat them before they beat you. That's a philosophy. Somebody's just coming to correct that you'll be okay. There are some people that know it's wrong to beat people. They ain't nobody told them it was right. And they just got this desire to just always have more money. That's flesh because they want to have more money. That's carnality and flesh. That's two different types of con artists. But there's a con artist that was minding his own business and what didn't have no mind whatsoever for conning people. And one day he just started conning people. One day she just started conning people, and it's totally out of character. It don't have nothing to do with them, and they don't know why, even to this day, how they got into it. This, my friend, is spiritual. If you don't hear nothing else I'm saying tonight, my goodness, please hear what I'm about to say. There are spiritual addictions. There are spirits, familiar spirits. Somebody has a spirit of suicide. There is no reason, no reasoning for it. Some people can be reasoning to suicide. Some people can just want to feel sorry for themselves. They want people to feel sorry for them. It's all centered around self. That's more of a fleshly desire to kill yourself. And then there's a spiritual desire. So for everything that you see under the sun, there's a mental reason for it, there's a fleshly reason for it, and there's a spiritual reason for it. Spiritual meaning, I'm not talking about the human spirit. I'm talking about a person or a being without a body. And y'all might say, oh, you can speak, young man, I got to go. But look in the Bible. It's right there in the Bible. There was a woman bent over, and Christ came to her. She was bent over. There are people bent over because their body was made that way, or they just didn't, you know. And then there are other people bent over for other reasons. Watch this. This woman was bent over, and when Christ touched her, the Bible says the spirit left her, and the Bible called this spirit a spirit of infirmity. It was the spirit that had her bowed over. When the spirit left, the woman stood straight up like somebody pulled her back up straight. Y'all don't believe it. Okay. It's all kind of people, including myself, that have had one-on-one encounters with evil spirits. Don't mean I'm some expert or nothing. I'm just letting you know they're real. This is something extra, something, another being that will sometimes get control in your body and possess your body and have you doing stuff like putting a baby in the microwave. Ain't nobody in their right mind going to do that. I don't care how crazy they are. Nobody in their right mind will ever do that. Nobody in their right mind will ever go into a school and shoot everybody. There is no reasoning. There is no reasoning in the world to do that. A lot of this stuff we're seeing is people are possessed by spirits. Homosexuality, lesbianism is no exception. You're minding your own business. You have no need for the lifestyle. You have no desire for the lifestyle. It don't make sense to you. You despise it. And one day you find yourself right smack in the middle of it. It is a spirit. It is a perverted spirit. It could have came from, you know, relatives. It could have came from passed down through generations in your family. It could have came from various places. This is something else. This, my friend, is the tough dogs, the big dogs. Okay, these ain't no people out there with no signs. They may end up joining with them people, but these folks got a show enough addiction. They ain't just playing around with little signs. No, these people right here is bound by it. But check this out. These are the ones that's easiest, even though like I said, the big dogs and all that, with the power of prayer and faith in the Most High, when a person like that turned their life over to the Most High and say, Father, I want to serve you and I want to honor you and I want to worship you and I'm turning my life over to you and I submit all my life, my thoughts to you and I want to follow your way and I want to be your disciple, and they believe what the Scripture has to say about Christ. They believe what the Scriptures have to say. They believe in the Bible. They start looking at the book as their map and the spirit inside them as their real guide. When they do that and make those decisions, those spirits, no matter how strong they got them, have got to go. Sometimes it's a 24-hour turnaround. Sometimes in 24 hours, all of a sudden, they don't have no desire. How many times y'all met people and they were strung out on drugs and then they went to church and something happened? I mean, 24 hours, it's all gone. And then somebody else go to church, and they struggle with it for the next 20 years, and they just as serious. One of them was bound by a spirit. When that spirit is gone, immediately you can stand up like that woman did. But when it's a mental thing, your mind got to be reprogrammed. That takes some time. When it's a fleshly thing, that's a strong one. When you get used to doing a certain type of act sexually, and you know every day or every week or whenever you do this particular thing, that mess right there, depends on how long you've been doing it, is no joke. That's a stronghold. I should say that's the strong one, because you used to it. I mean, it'd be like a person dying almost to get rid of it. It has become a part of you. You can go ahead and give your life to the Most High. You can believe in His Son. You can do all of the scriptures. But now somebody's asking you to let a part of you die. And it's like, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you come to the Most High, you're supposed to submit all of your will to Him. But, I mean, if you've been doing something for 50, 40 years, you got to really see the Most High's power and really trust Him to let go of that. And there are some people that be in church all their life. They follow the Most High all their life, and they never, ever give up that turf. That's the big dog, I should say. That is the big dog. But when it's one of those mental addictions where you just believe, everybody has sexual preference. You know, everybody have a right. These homosexuals, we were born this way. You got all these lies. We were born this way. God made us this way. Ain't nothing wrong with being gay. You got all these lies in your head. When somebody show you, there are people, if you just show them the truth and they really believe that you care about them, that's why we got to go in love, because they ain't going to even talk to you if you ain't in love. But if you're in love, and they know you really mean them well, and you just share the truth, some people will break down on the spot and be done with it, because they just didn't know. Some people just don't know. Those probably are the easiest ones to set free. But the ones bound by the flesh, that's the hardest. The ones bound by evil spirits, that's the second easiest, because once they turn to the Most High and they submit to Him, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will push the enemy out. The enemy got to go. That's why you see a lot of times in a lot of these churches and a lot of even sometimes counseling sessions where people will be crying and shaking, and you'd be like, why are they going through? Why are they shaking like that? Them spirits got to go. They're leaving their bodies. They're letting them go. They got to go. They got to move out. They're getting evicted. This person now belongs to somebody else. Legally, those spirits have no rights to be a part of that temple. Those spirits have no right to torment that person no more. And sometimes those spirits cry. Let me give y'all a classic example. I know some of y'all think I'm cuckoo, but I'm about to give y'all, I know you know this story. And when I talk about this, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Remember Jeffrey Dahmer? And I only mention him because everybody know who he is. Jeffrey Dahmer was going around, as y'all know, cutting people's, you know, y'all know what he did, right? Now, when Jeffrey Dahmer got busted, everybody heard this, but it went over most people's head. But you should know this. You should have heard this in the news. When Jeffrey Dahmer got busted, in other words, a cop came in his house one day, and they said, we just want to check out your, we want to check out your apartment. When the cop went to look in his bedroom, now I want y'all to listen to this story very clear. You about to see what I just was talking about spiritual possession. Watch this. When the cops went in his bedroom, they started looking through all these photos, and they saw how people were standing straight up but didn't have a body. They didn't have from the navel on down, they was missing. And so they yelled into the living room and said, you are good magicians, how you do this kind of stuff? And they would see one person that didn't have an arm, you know, and Jeffrey was posing these people with arms, no legs, and you know, all this stuff. He was doing for it. And then this cop that made that comment about, oh, you're a good magician or something like that, all of a sudden he kept looking. He saw some pictures, and he realized, oh, my goodness, this is not magic. And he came into the room and looked at Jeffrey. The way he looked at Jeffrey said, I'm no longer a fool. I know who you are. And they said that Jeffrey begins to start sounding, purring like a kitten. He started sounding like a cat. He started, like, you're not kidding, just meow, meow. He started making these weird sounds. It went over everybody's head. It went over everybody's head. Nobody caught what that was. Why would a grown man, after you say, sir, you're not fooling me no more. You murdered these people. He didn't even say that. He just looked at him like, "You, I got you." That spirit in him knew that Jeffrey's life could no longer be in his control. He can no longer have his way in this human body going out and killing people, because that's all these evil spirits want to drive us to. He can no longer use this person's body no more. And it began to cry out. That's what that was. Now, I know some of y'all thinking, oh, man, this dude, he's out there. Look, I got all kind of proof. What proof you got? I can show you in the scripture what people did the exact same thing. How about this? I can show you my own personal life. I can show you in churches thousands of cases of people doing just what I just described. What do you have to go on? I'm saying there's levels of addiction. There is levels of addiction. There is levels of addiction. Everybody you see is not addicted the same way. These evil spirits are, we are in a war. Our planet has been under attack since its inception. We have spirits, fallen spirits, not fallen. There has been this war, and that's what we talk about on Thursdays. Normally, at Five Smooth Stone, right here, we talk about the New World Order and this war in the heavenlies. It trickled down into the natural realm, into presidents. It trickled down into the natural realm, into secret societies. It trickled down into the natural realm, into different wars. It trickled down. It trickled down. When we see these wars and we think all this stuff is so complicated, but all of it starts in the spiritual realm. There are battles in the spiritual realm. And homosexuality, gay and lesbianism, is one of the tools that the enemy is using to cripple our planet, along with lying, cheating, stealing, murder, and all these other things. It is nothing beautiful about two men being together. It is nothing beautiful. It is nothing wonderful. They may be happy. They're happy because they're doing some things that are basic to mankind. They sit down and they talk. That's why they're happy. You're going to be happy if you got a man you can talk to that understands you. We have all these homeboys that we can do that. They don't own that. They're happy because, you know, they're probably eating well. They probably exercise. A lot of gay people seem to be up on exercising, and they're keeping other laws. But don't get me wrong. That act, that philosophy behind the act, that not having intercourse with a female or wife, not yoking up, making a covenant with a woman, having one woman, or even if you even somebody believe in multiple wives, I'm not even knocking that, as long as you be true to them, the scripture says, that covenant, having children brought into that union that comes, that's birthed out of a loving process of two people. It's all type of that. We don't even get into the psyche behind children with two parents. We don't even know how. That thing is so new. We don't even know what kind of kids that's going to birth. You know, just because they're walking around and they look normal don't mean they're okay. There's a whole lot of people look all right, but they're not all right. So what am I saying? I'm saying when you look at the, just look at, just sit back. Because, you know, everybody run their mouth, but they want to do what they want to do. Everybody want, you know, they're full of a bunch of sex crave, sex stars, selfish bunch of people that some feel good, they want to do it. Like I said, if you stick your toe in a hole full of worms and the worms twirl around your toe, there's some people that's addicted to go out there every day. That's how Americans think. Anything that feel good, we don't care. We ain't think that far. We just want something that feels good. Somebody say, I would love to know, is homosexuality a threat to the family? All late. Of course it is. We'll talk about that more. You come in late, you miss a whole lot of truth, but we'll repeat it just for you. Area code 904-365. Area code 904-365. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah. I would also like to know, how is homosexuality a threat to the family?
Okay, you the one just came in?
No.
Well, you did. Black awareness just popped in, but we'll share with you. It's not a problem. Let me do this. Since you just popped in and you got a question immediately, that's not quite fair to us. You haven't listened enough. So do me a favor. I'll bring you back on. I don't mind sharing the mic. I'm one of those brothers. I'll let you talk more than I do. But right now, it's not fair that you just pop in and you want to know. So let me just kind of repeat it, and then you can come back on the air and share if you still feel that way. But you're making a lot of comments and you're just coming in. So you got to be a little fair and listen to hear what we're saying, okay? Okay, are we all right on that?
Yeah.
I mean, I will bring you back. This is what I want you to put you on hold for now. And when I put you on hold, press 1. Don't press it now because your hand is still up. Now, if you want to comment in about another 10 minutes, press 1 again. I'll bring you right back on. I don't mind it at all. Okay. So that brother, you know, he has a very valid question. If you can, my brother, go ahead and press 1 now. We're just going to kind of recap for you. And if you want to, in about 10 minutes, ask that same question, I'll bring you back on. You got the floor. Everybody listen to you. But what I'm saying is this, you know, like, and I'm not trying to be, you know, pick on the brother, but they come in the room and they're asking all these questions. The first thing you got to do is just listen and hear what people are saying, because maybe you might just happen to agree. But people get offended. As soon as they hear somebody saying homosexuality is wrong, but like we said, the first thing we're going to do for this brother, because we respect him and we care about him and his feelings, his mentality, he may have something to share with us that's going to bring some light. First thing we want to share with him is the scriptures. And I'm going to post the scripture right now. It's Romans 1, verse 26 and 27. Romans 1, verse 26 and 27. Now, somebody may say, well, how do you know the brother even believe in the scriptures? Well, hopefully he does. If he don't, it's all right. We can prove it true all kind of ways. Some don't have to be in the Bible to be true. That's another thing we've got to get out of, thinking the Bible is the only, yes, I have as much respect as most people do for the book. I live by it, I try to. Okay, I ain't a perfect believer, for real. But I try to. All right? Now, I just posted part of the scripture. I'm about to post the rest of it. Give me a minute. Posted in 3 parts. That was part 1. Here come part 2. Just for our brother. We ain't trying to dog out nobody tonight. We ain't got, you know, like I said, he may have some answers for us. There's part 2, and here is part 3. And now that I posted all parts of that scripture, I'm going to read the scripture again. Even though we've heard it earlier 3 times, we're here for the 4th time, and it will help us. Check the scripture out. It says, for this cause, God gave them. These were people that was constantly pursuing wickedness. Verse 1 through 25 talk about these people craving wicked. They kept on craving wicked. And verse 26 chimes in and says, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. He gave these people up to vile affections. He turned them over to where that's all they knew, is to be vile. At first, they were just pursuing it. And this brother's commenting, he's not even hearing what I'm saying. This is what I'm concerned about. Right now, Black Awareness, please, just listen, my brother, just listen. If you want to disagree with me after you hear the whole thing, we all know this brother have listened, he's analyzed, he's assessed everything, and now he's coming with some weapons. But if you're talking right now while I'm talking, it's like you're not open. So just hear me out for a second. Okay. Now, the scripture says, and we could be wrong, but let's just see what it says, and then we can see if we're wrong. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. Now, what is vile affection? That's not something good. Vile affection means something bad. And he gave these people up again because these people kept pursuing wickedness, kept trying to do what's wrong. They kept trying to do what's wrong. You know, there's universal laws that say if you seek, 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 you will find. It's a law. It's like the law of gravity. You throw some up, it's coming down. If you seek, keep seeking, keep seeking, keep seeking, you definitely is going to find it. So death, which we're not going to turn into a Bible study, read all 25 verses, but believe me, them people were constantly pursuing wickedness. So what the scripture says is, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. Now we're about to find out. For even their women did change the natural use. Huh? What's the natural use? For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Let's back up. For this cause, God gave them unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. What are they talking about that's against nature? And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use. What on earth is this natural use? Leaving the natural use. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. What was the natural use of the woman? Burn in their lusts, one towards another. Burn in their lusts, one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense, which means pay, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was met. Receiving in themselves they was receiving pay for their error. Like, yeah, yeah. That ain't the only scripture we can pull out. That's just a clear one. There are so many scriptures in this book that talks about the natural process of men and women. Homosexuality, lesbianism, never bash the person. That's not what this show is about. Please, please, don't go there. If you just came in and you're thinking that, you're way, way, way off. Love the homosexual. Love the gay people. Love them. We love them. But we bash the act. The act is dangerous. There's nothing to play with. It's just as vicious as a murderer. Anal sex between two men is just as vicious as a murderer, which is just as vicious as a liar, which is just as vicious as a jealous person, which is just as vicious as a haughty person. All of these processes hold up. Somebody say, how did you equate it to a murderer? You see, we have to repeat everything. That's what we've just been talking about for the last hour, but it's okay. Anything that blocks life is an enemy of the planet. A liar is an enemy. A lie. The earth is not designed for liars. You say, well, there's a lot of liars on it. Well, of course there's a lot of liars on the planet. But the planet is not designed for a liar. If it's designed for it, that means we all can do it and the planet going to be okay. If we all lie, just start lying tomorrow about lying to each other, there will not be a planet. I'd be dead in 50 years. We all start lying to each other, saying the same about each other. We would be mad. The morale would go down. Everything. Just imagine everybody lying on everything. We wouldn't trust nobody. There would be no trust. We wouldn't even trust just going to the gas station. We'd be. I don't even know if we can fathom what happens to the planet if everybody become liars, or if everybody become cheaters and we all start cheating each other like left and right, just every kind of way. We all trying to get each other. I don't think we can comprehend the level of destruction. The earth was not designed for that. humanity and our life cycle was not designed for that. So is it with homosexuality. I'm reading with this person's black awareness. I mean, like, this brother's comment now more than anybody in the whole chat room, and he's been in the chat room the least. It's okay. What I'm saying is homosexuality, lesbianism, is an act. And see, what I'm used to doing is people hearing me out and writing, making notes. And when I get done, they come with the weapons, with the big artillery, and they try to blow me out of the water. They come with strong arguments. Maybe they come against the Bible. Maybe they come, you know, but I'm not used to talking, and before I can get my, or some out of, you know, somebody know what I'm saying. But anyway, what I was sharing is the Most High have created all of us for a certain way we should live our lives. And people can make fun of the Bible, talk about the Bible, dish the Bible all they want. But those precepts and principles kept our grandmothers and grandfathers. And say what you want to say, but their life, their planet was a better planet when they women covered themselves. Instead of running around and you can see what a woman's breast look like, what a woman's, you know, vagina print look like, you know, how big this person is, how little this person is. Our lifestyle is decadent. And what's sad is Americans are these know-it-all people. You can't tell them nothing. They feel like their way of life is the standard. And they question all the absolutes. It's a wonder they even believe in the universal law. They question all the absolutes. They question limits. They question things. People don't understand that pleasure, as pleasurable as sex is, is what I'm trying to say. It would be more pleasurable if you had restraint. That's what fantasies is all about. Let's go there for a second. Get a little kinky here. What is most fantasies centered around? Limits. A person that normally don't do this, but they're being tricked into doing that. The Bible says it like this, that we are the salt of the earth. The believers, the righteous people, is what even gives the world its salt. It's what gives the world its own flavor. Many times what the clubs are doing and what people are doing when they say, I'm not in the church, I'm out. What the worldliness is all about is whatever the church is saying, it's like when we say don't do something, they create a culture around doing something, and that's cool. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? If we say don't swear, somebody makes a culture out of saying, fuck you, you know? And that's the big thing now. Say fuck you. Yeah, say it. Say that motherfucker. And it's a big thing. That's what it's all about. That, now you're tough when you say that. Wonder if we never said this, it's okay. It's okay to say it. Then they probably would never say it. If we say sleep with one woman, all of a sudden it becomes a culture, sleep with as many as you can get. We give it the salt. So people don't understand that you can't have the top pleasure in the world. The top pleasure has to come somewhere in the real church. I'm not talking about these folks out here robbing people out of their tithes and offering. I'm talking about the real church. Somewhere in the real church is real sex. Whether you got limits, you know your wife, you study your wife, and you know what she like and what she don't like, and you know. Have you ever noticed that when people sleep together, they shack, it's almost like they take each other for granted. Oh, I don't want to go down this road. Let me go back. I'm not going to let nobody take me off course. If people missed out, I just got to go back and listen. Somebody said religious people, black awareness, say religious people kill others for their own personal belief. What does that got to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about a standard of living and what takes from life. We're talking about laws that you live by and you die by and that your grandmama and your grandpapa live by. We talking about laws that their grandmama and their grandpapa live by. You think we have better sex than they had because we freaking each other and all threesomes and orgies? I'm not saying stuff don't feel good, but do you really think that some person that's been with the same person that know their body in and out, which means they know how to tempt them, they know how to stage all kind of whatever, you know, they can just go there. Sex is better, and I'm sure anybody that's been around that know what I'm talking about, it's better when you know somebody than a stranger. Because you don't know if a stranger is just sitting up there faking or if they're really into you or not. But now when you know somebody, you know exactly how they feel about you. I'm talking about if y'all really getting along, there ain't nothing that can top that. I don't care what. Now somebody may say, well, two lesbians, two women can do the same thing. They get to know each other and they can really be, yeah, they can freak each other. Well, they might can, but like I said earlier, just because some feel good don't mean you're supposed to do it. I can put a bag over your head and some things can happen to your body. You couldn't tell me if it was a man or a woman or a dog or a bear, or you couldn't tell me. Really, you couldn't. So when I take the little bag off your head and say, did you like that? And you say, well, yeah. Black Awareness, I already told you I was going to open the line. I said for you to press 1. You can't come and take over the show, my brother. I said to you, press 1 when I put you back on hold, and if you had a question, press 1 again. You didn't do that, so I can't see that your hand is up. Go ahead and press 1 now. I think you have a comment. But anyway, that's what I'm saying, folks. We're having a wonderful time. We're moving places. And anyway, all I'm saying is, somebody said, Johnny Leonard said, and I want to welcome everybody to the chat room. They said homosexuality isn't about what feels good. It's about what feels true. That, I didn't mean to laugh. That we said we weren't going to disrespect nobody, but that was just flat out funny. I mean, do you know how many people felt it felt true when they was with a little boy? A grown man, and these people get busted, and they got the, you know, they take him in the custody, and they say, why did you arrest the little boy? And this grown 55-year-old man, 60-year-old man saying, well, it felt good. It felt true. It felt like, I mean, it... That's what I mean, only in America. What do you mean it feels good, Johnny Leonard? What do you mean by that? It ain't based on no feelings. It's based upon we got to line our feelings up with the scriptures or with the higher power, with our conscience. You can't believe that. It feels good. If you see a girl 15 years old and she really looks like she's 20, it feels good to be with her. If you're a man with a conscience, you tell her honest to God truth, but do you really want to be? That's a pedophile. You can't do that. I'm saying if you go around going what feels good and what seems like right, you can't go by that. I mean, I can just take this show and go another 3 hours talking about that one little point. And that's what I mean. We get caught up. Don't be talking about no wrong. You said homosexuality isn't about what feels good. It's about, you say homosexuality isn't about what feels good. It's about what feels true. The Bible says there is a way that seem right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. The end thereof is destruction. The end thereof is destruction. Oh, I thought it was real. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Tonight we talked about 3 levels of addiction. One of them is mental. These are people that's been brainwashed. They've been taught all their life. It's okay. If it feels good, do it. If it feels true, as Johnny Leonard said, do it. Do it. If you feel, does it feel right? Well, yeah, then do it. What if you're confused? What if you're ignorant? What if you're uneducated? What if you're perverted? What you feel true, you telling me Jeffrey Dahmer, what he felt wasn't true? Please. Three levels of addiction. And I'm coming to you, Black Awareness. I'm not afraid of opposition. I'm trying to make a point. And after I finish my point, I don't mind talking to people, but I don't like it when people, you come in the room, my brother, you've got more comments in the whole chat room than everybody. You ain't listened for 5 seconds, and I feel like your spirit is not right. And tonight, we're about having a right spirit. We ain't trying to just be heard. This ain't no, we really trying to break some cycles here. We're trying to break open here. There's a lot of people bound by this, and they all are part of one of those three people I talked about. Some people are bound by just what they think of homosexuality and gay and lesbian lifestyle is. It's a mental thing. They've been taught wrong. And then some people, they body craves. They know it's wrong. They know it's wrong by their spirit, but they just like how it feels. That's a fleshly thing. And then some people don't know why or how they're in the culture. They don't like it. They know it's wrong. They want to get out of it, but it's something about them. And that's a spiritual connection. I've shared some experiences earlier. Well, I talked about Dahmer and what happened when he got caught, but I'm not going to repeat that. But all I'm saying is there are people that if you can just explain to them how this stops the life cycle, like I did earlier. You know, if everybody became homosexuals tomorrow, it's like if you know something's right or wrong, we all became homosexuals tomorrow, there wouldn't be no planet by another 100 years. There would not be a planet. If that don't make it clear to you, I don't know what does. Some of us are so in love with that feeling, that feeling, that feeling. Like I say, the homosexual, and I'm coming to you, Black Awareness, the homosexuals have got a lot of undue credit. When men sit down and they hug, that's not some homosexual's own. Men been hugging since the beginning of time. The disciples, Christ had the disciples laying on his chest when he was sitting up talking to the 12 disciples. One of them was laying on his chest. Men's been holding hands. They hold hands right now in other cultures. That's not new. So when men say, I just like the way Johnny make me feel, what you're feeling is good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking young boys and fathers hugging. I'm not knocking grown men, you know, hugging. I'm not knocking crying. I'm not knocking something that's been here before the foundation. I mean, since the planet been here. Homosexuals don't own hugging. Homosexuals don't own men touching men. Homosexuals or lesbians don't own women hugging women. Women have been hugging since the foundation of time. Grandmothers grabbing young daughters and hugging them and crying, and they feel a sense of belonging because they're with Jane. And they feel like that. You don't credit that to homosexuals. Let's give homosexuals what they are due. And I'm not hating on the people. I'm talking about the act. Let's talk about what it is. You can't credit hugging to homosexuals. They don't get that. You can't credit two girls sitting down and really connecting. That's not homosexuality. You can't. It's all kind of women been connecting forever. Two brothers really, it's all kind of brothers love each other right now. Y'all don't have no franchise on loving. So what do you have? When homosexuals of the gay and lesbian lifestyle come on the scene, what new do they bring? That's the question I want to ask Black Awareness. What do you bring to the table that's new? What do you bring to the table that's new and refreshing that we need to be homosexuals? Black Awareness, you don't want to get hung up on, you want to have time, I'm going to ask you that question. What do you bring? If you're for homosexuals, what do y'all bring to the masses that will say, hey, we got something? Why should you have rights? You should have rights as a human. You darn show Skippy, you should. Nobody should be mistreating you. But to be treated like a unit for the sake of homosexuals and to equate it to African-Americans' rights and struggles, something they really don't have no control over being, and to equate the rights of homosexuals to Indian rights, when you want to just simply be licked a certain way or sucked a certain way, I want to be with somebody, because that's the only thing that differentiates your lifestyle from others. You can't say, well, John and I just feel a sense of oneness. So does, you know, Kobe and, you know, I don't know, whoever he plays with, he might like, you know, he may have a oneness with somebody. So you don't own that. My question to you tonight, listeners, what do the lesbian and the homosexual bring to the table that wasn't already on the table? Eric code 903-365. Go ahead with your question and comment.
I just wanted to say, correct you a little bit. When you state that homosexuality will reduce the population, that is nowhere near accurate. That is not true. Homosexuals, just like heterosexuals, they also demand children. Homosexuals produce children. Just because you're homosexual,
hold on a second,
that does not
hold on
mean...
A second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I want to give you the mic. You got the mic. Just real quick interjection. How they get children?
Homosexuals. The way they produce children is simply by either engaging in a sexual act with the other with the opposite gender, or they
Hold on one second. Those of you in the chat room, you got 90 seconds to call the phone lines. You're going to be disconnected again quickly. You got 90 seconds. That's enough time to call again. Those of you in the chat room, I just got a warning. You got 90 seconds now. You got 60 seconds. Dial that phone number right there on the top left side of the screen. It's 760-283-0838. Again, 760-283-0838. One more time, 760-283-0838. All right, because this is going to be a good conversation, I can tell you right now. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm just saying, why are you barring from women? If you are homosexuals, you're on your. Why do you need to pimp God's creation? Why do you wanna go to the women for certain things, but you don't wanna? I mean, what's up with that?
I mean, what's up with that is the fact that some of them do desire children, and they will go to women or they will go to men. If it's a woman who is a lesbian and she wants children, she would even get a sperm. She would even get a sperm donor to impregnate her. Yes, I don't know if you can remember this, but remember this. This controversy about this transgender man who was basically was a woman who was transitioning into a man, and he went to a sperm donor to get pregnant. It was called the pregnant man. Can you remember?
Listen, Carla, let me ask you something. How old are you?
Why does it matter?
We don't know who you are. We don't know your name. You can give us your age, because we don't really know who you are. I can see if everybody knows who you were. But we don't know who you are. Can you mind giving me your age?
24.
Okay, you're 24. I'm 51. That don't mean I know more than you. You could school me in some stuff. But this is what I have a question to most people. I mean, I always seem to be your age. Why do you think that you have elders? Why do young people create something and think that is the world standard? It used to be young people would say, in China they do this, all the other countries do this, America. They sit at the youth, the feet of the elders and say, I haven't been on earth that long. Show me the right way. That mess you just named, that's all brand new, spanking new. We don't even know how them test tube babies going to come out. All that experimenting, taking this from and putting all that. That's not how babies supposed to be born. They're supposed to be born in the middle of passion. I know somebody else go ejaculate, put in the tube, make sure it's frozen. I mean, come on now. I mean, I don't mean no harm, but I'm like, I just don't understand what is it with our young people that they don't want to follow the ways of their forefathers. It don't mean you're not smart. It don't mean you're not brilliant. You probably know circles around me and lots of things. But on this right here, you sound like a commercial. Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
I just wanted to state that I don't believe in following elders. I believe in respecting them, but I don't believe in following every little thing that they put out or said, because they've been proven time and time and time again to be wrong in the things, certain things and ideas that they present.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on. You just said something that got my attention. My eyes are bugged now. They've been proven time and time and time to be wrong. How many times you think young people been proven time and time to be wrong? Now let's just hold on for
how
a
many times I think. How many times
no, hold
I
on,
think
hold
what?
Hold on a second. You said elders been proven time and time to be wrong, and I think you're right. I think elders have been wrong, but I guarantee you, whatever amount of numbers you have in your head, let's say you might have proved your elders and your mom, your daddy, your grandma, they probably was wrong 28 times, and then your granddaddy got it wrong. He was wrong 30 times. Okay, they may be wrong 57 times, but if I went around the country and started looking at 24-year-olds and listening to everything they say, I guarantee you'd be looking at 27,000. We still are like gods to you.
You are like a god to us.
I didn't say God. We're not God for sure. But we, the fallenness of young people, it's almost like an elder could be like a god to them. They're not God, for sure. Again, don't say I said I was God. But I'm saying with you making 28,000 errors and us making 56 errors, my brother, you need to listen to your elders. And I'm going to tell you something, because you sound like a brother. You sound like a black man. I'm going to tell you something. You can just call me crazy. Because you know, I'm going to let you talk. I know I'm kind of heated, but I'm going to let you. You're going to get some air time tonight. What I'm saying to you is, I know you're looking right now in your mind, and you deserve respect. The way you see it, hey, that's the way you see it. And I don't want to make you feel like you're dumb, stupid, crazy, ignorant, because you are an intelligent being. And what you see, you could be right. I don't know. What I'm saying, I don't think so, but in the end, who knows? Maybe we all need test tube babies, and it ain't right to have kids by adults. But I highly doubt that. What I'm saying is you got to look at where you're getting your information from. All of what you said is what Caucasians are mainly spearheading. You got to look at the history of those people. I love them. I ain't got no hatred for no white men. It ain't no hate the white man show. But I recognize what Europe's role is on the planet. They do not have a very good track record where it relates to human population and the progress of this life cycle. They do not have good credit. And you would do very well to return back to your African roots and start looking at other ways people look at this equation other than the way the Americans say it out of the you know,
no, I don't believe in that then. See, when I find it quite laughable that people could try to identify with the culture that they are not a part of. I'm not an African. I may be black, but I'm not an African, never will be. Don't claim to be one. Don't even claim that place. I'm not none of those people.
And you know what?
I am who I am, and that's...
And you know what? You right then and there, everybody listening, if they have an ear, just understood exactly who we're talking to now. Because that's exactly what I knew you would say. And I probably can tell you some other beliefs you believe right now. I probably can just spit off and tell you how you believe, and you can say, yeah, you're right. If your pride don't get in the way and you say, no, you're wrong, when you know I'm right. What I'm saying to you, hold on a second. You're one of our young people. I'm going to judge you. And just tell me am I right. There are some people that can judge if they get it right. You're one of our young people. You went away and you've been educated. You've been educated a lot by a lot of white people, and you see a lot of things their way. Nobody can tell you wrong. You say our elders been wrong over and over again. Only people that say that is a lot of white people. They don't believe in old African ways. They don't believe in the way our forefathers thought. They don't believe in the black way at all. So it don't shock me you say a lot of our elders been wrong time and time again. But what they don't tell you is how wrong they've been. What they don't tell you is how much blood is on their hands. What they don't tell you is what those test tube babies are going to end up being like. What they don't tell you is what really Europe is all about with the homosexuality being the population it is there. They don't
You believe I get all my info from whites? Are you crazy? I'm so
I never said one time
you
got all the information from
whites.
Okay, let me ask you this.
So what you think?
Have you been properly educated?
Let me ask you a question. According to you, blacks can't think for themselves. They have to follow some
I asked you a question. Erico 708903, I ain't forgot about you. I'm coming to you. I'm asking you is this. You said something key. You said, I'm not from Africa. And it's white people.
Because I'm not.
It's white people that'll say they're African. They'll say civilization comes from Africa. Now, listen, here you are. This is why Africans come here and they see young brothers like you, you know, that's hating on Africa. Now, listen, I want you to listen to me. Hold on, I'm gonna open up the phone line, but I'm gonna keep you on because I know I'm cutting you off a lot in respect for you. I'm gonna let you talk longer than even the next person I'm gonna go to because I really am cutting you off a lot. But I just so much I want to say to you. But let me tell you something, my brother. When you say you're not from Africa, and I'm an African, I come straight from Africa, and I look at you and you look just like me. I don't care if you're light skinned, you don't look like an African, and you got hair like mine. And you have a nose like mine, you have a lip like mine, and you say you're not from Africa. That is the worst form of treason I can think of. And that is why Africans to this day do, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them just have this taste in their mouth for us.
What part of Africa are you from?
Hold on, one more thing. Everybody on the planet come from Africa.
What part of Africa are you from?
Now, here I'm an African. And I'm opening my lunch, and I hear you say, I ain't from Africa, never been from Africa, never want to be from Africa. And a white man opened up his lunch, and he says, yeah, I'm from Africa, everybody from Africa. And you over there said, hello?
Yeah.
I'll be able to do that. Hold on a second. Eric Cole, 708-903. Go ahead with your question, comment. My brother, just stay on the phone because we're going to let you talk.
Shalom. This brother Gabriel. I'm not going to come with many comments. I'm going to do what the scriptures say. The scriptures say, search the scriptures. Well, okay, well, man, first order in Leviticus 18 and 22, the scripture states, thou shalt not lay with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination before the Most High. And another was the sister witness is Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lay with mankind, he lay with women. Both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. Let me go with Brother Self. All you have to do is read a couple more scriptures down and tell you, when you're homosexual, what are you giving? In 28 of Romans 1 in Romans. And they, and even as they did not like to retain the Most High in their knowledge, the Most High gave them over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is an unapproved mind, a mind that can't, and that basically you can't see the truth for no way. To do things which are not convenient. And what happened to them? That being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication. What's fornication? Unrighteous sex, that's men cheating on women, all that. That's all included. Wickedness, covetousness, they covet everything. They want natural relationships, benefits, like they want a child from some other person, and they don't want to sustain a relationship with the producer of that child. And they malicious. They full of envy, they murder, they debate, they deceitful, they malignant, and they whisper back by the haters of the Most High, despiteful, too proud, and boasters of lies, they are victims of evil things and disobedient to their parents. It says, in 31,
Brother Gabriel, hold on a second. I see where you're going, and I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it, but I'm glad to say it. I agree with you, every word you said. But in respect for the brother, I want him to comment. Just hold that, just because you got a little bit more to say. I know you do, but I want.
Well, I got one more scripture, then he can go off. One more small scripture.
No. Hold on, because then he got to remember all that you said, and then at this scripture, give him something else to say. He got to remember that. That's a lot for him. You know, that's a lot for anybody to remember. I'm sure he got some comments.
I can repeat it. Every scripture. It's in my head.
Well, hold on. Let's let him comment, and then we'll let you comment, then we'll let him have last words or something. Okay, my brother, what do you have to say what you just heard?
To be honest with you, I was somewhat tuned out because people who start quoting scripture, they deem to be unintelligent, to my opinion. Very unintelligent.
Hey, check this out,
they
brother.
They lack critical thought, and they use a book that have no type of scientific data to it. They just try to equate that with their uninformed opinion.
Hold on a second.
It was just empty rhetoric to me.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second, my brother. Hold on. Hold on, Brother Gavriel. Hold on, young brother. I want to ask you a question. Why? Where do you get this from that the Bible has no scientific data? Because I can talk. There's all kind of sciences out here. There are as many procreation scientists that believe in the Bible that have archaeology findings that support the Bible as there are that don't. So I'm just curious to know how you got to the point to where you can boldly say, because you're talking with boldness tonight, a book that has no scientific data. Where do you get that from?
Okay, the Bible states that the earth is 6,000 years old. The Bible states that the earth was created before the sun and the moon.
Hold on. Let's take them one at a time. You said the Bible said the earth is 6,000 years old. The Bible don't say that.
Okay, what does it say?
It don't say how old the earth is. Hold on a second.
What does it say?
I want to take each thing you say one at a time. It's why I wanted Brother Gabriel to slow down, because I want to do this one at a time. Now, you say the Bible never said the earth is 6,000 years old. People say that. People read the book, and they see the Genesis, and they start putting these little timetables, and they say they're the ones that say that. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth without form and void. We don't know what will happen between Genesis. He created the earth, but yes, it was without form and void. A lot of people say that's where the big gap is. Could have been thousands of years and probably millions. The Bible didn't say that. Okay, what was the next thing you said?
The Bible states that the earth is older than the sun, which we know
the Bible
is not true.
The Bible says what?
Older than the sun. The earth is older than the sun.
Where do you see that at?
Well, where it states that it's in Genesis. He created a fireball to make the world of the day. Excuse me?
No, listen, you didn't talk about Gabriel. Hold on, Brother Gabriel. This is a young man. I just let you talk. I mean, we're going to bring you back in, but I actually want to hear just for a second, because he really is confident in what he's saying. Maybe he's right. Let's hear what he said. Go ahead. What did it say again?
Well, what about the part in the Bible where it states that God created a light to watch over the day of the earth?
Let me tell you something, my brother.
Let me listen for a second.
The Bible has been tampered with. When we get all the books in the Bible, hold on. When we get all the books in the Bible that's missing, fix the ones with the duplicate chapters and different things. No telling what that book gonna say, but we know there's enough truth in it because people have been testing it. It's a book you can test. It says do this,
prove
and this
all
will things. Happen. Listen, you do this, this will happen. It's a very live book. You do this right here, and this is going to happen. So when you want to prove the Bible wrong, you say, okay, I did this, this didn't happen. Here's a good one. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge the Most High, and he will direct your path. That's a chapter. So if you say, okay, I'm acknowledging him and everything I do, and it don't seem like he directed me, then you can prove it wrong. But there's thousands of promises just like that that says you do this. Here's another one. The meek shall inherit the earth. If you seek, you shall find. It says, when will a young man know? It says, when will you hear from the Lord? When you seek him with all of your heart. Some people pray, get on their knees. I'm just going to pray and see if God will. They heart ain't into it. It says, when you seek me with all your heart. Anybody that seeks with all their heart, they hear from him. But if you just get on your knees, I'm just going to see if God is real. They never hear none because they ain't got the right attitude. You come in before the most highest being in the world. Here's another one that says, if you pray in faith, believing, you shall receive. There's thousands of them. No other book is like that. Any other that message you claiming, none of that stuff. Science is pretty constant, okay? But even scientists don't agree on everything. They get as divided as the church is. There's all kinds of kooky science saying all kinds of stuff. So what I'm saying to you, I don't know that you should be putting so much confidence in these folks guessing about science. I just don't understand a 24-year-old man that's going to throw away all of his forefathers. Your forefathers is people that was here before you, even if they're not related, and they're all saying something. All of these black people, all of them collectively is saying something. I know we don't agree on a lot of different things. We know all different denominations, all that, but we all have said there is a God. We all have said that book has some truth to it. And for you to come and question your elders, barring some scientists that change their mind every 5, 10, 15 years, you're on some shaky ground, my brother. Go ahead, Brother Gabriel.
Okay. First of all, the brother is all of my intelligence,
right? I just
want
to state real fast that
go ahead.
I completely denounce, I completely denounce this nonsense of me being from Africa just because I'm black. I am not from Africa. Ancestors probably were, but not I. I am my own individual. I do not follow the beat of every drum beat.
You're not connected to your ancestors. How can your ancestors be and you not? And you just said you're a man of science.
Yeah.
You just lost points. You just got to quote now about science, and science is definitely connected. You talk about science is all about connectivity, the past being connected to the future, and these laws and all the the gases and all the atomic energy. Hold on, my brother. Now, hold on. You're going to have to make some sense now. You just got to talk about how you're an advocate of science, and you start quoting all this science, that, and then you say your ancestors might have been from Africa, but you not. We can move on.
I got family from California. That don't mean I'm from California myself. So I rep California too. That makes no sense.
Can I make
what
a statement
saying,
on that, brother?
Go ahead.
Brother, we all had a beginning, and we at this ending right now. It was because of our forefathers' mistakes that we're in this place now. So you can say, oh, I'm here. Yeah, I was born in Chicago. I ain't never moved. So you can say, I got people in Mississippi. Yeah, I'm not from Mississippi either. They don't make me a Mississippian. But before that, we all was in one orientation. But I'm going to go back to one other point. You insulted my intelligence. I don't even deal with intelligence no more. My IQ is over 140. That's not bragging to tell you I'm not a fool because I follow the word. My IQ led me to know that this word is the truth. Because in the Bible, it tells you, way back in Job, I believe, that the world was round, suspended from nothing. Scientists told you it was flat. They told you it was the world revolved around the sun. No, the sun revolves around the world.
That wasn't scientists who stated that anyway. Those philosophers.
Okay, that's the same thing. A philosophy. Scientists are philosophy. Inventors of
philosophy.
That's all they do.
Philosophy may be a branch of science, but that don't mean it's science.
Philosophy can also be pseudoscience. I'm going to put it like this. Science is one of my favorite subjects. I went into electronic field for a minute. That ain't bragging. I ain't bragging about it. I'm just giving you the background. With science, they have theory. They have applied. When you can apply the theory, because then you got, I forget the other one. Basically, when you got in the lab, you got laboratory and you got applied. When you put it to the real world, it never works out like in the lab. So when you try to put real world with science, it don't work up. When you try to put the Most High below something he created, I should have read 1:25. He said, "Who works with the creator?" Who changed the truth of the Most High into a lie? Worship the and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. So basically, you worship the creations because every piece of science the Most High gave people the ability to do it, even if they was wicked. They had the abilities given by the Most High. He said, create good and evil, light and dark. So get your understanding up, get your wisdom up, and stop coming against the word. Because the word by itself, it say, prove all things, hold fast what's good. Why? If the word is so false, why people killing over it? Why people making misunderstandings over it? Because it's the only thing that stands true. People make books, quote from the Bible. Even people that don't like the Bible, quote from the Bible. So why? Because it's the only true book written by men, Every book was written by a man. People said it was written by a man. Every name, one book that wasn't. Encyclopedia, scientist book, math book. Why? But it was inspired by the Most High, written by holy men, inspired by the Most High. So that's what the Bible is. So if you read it for yourself, and you see if it's wrong. You ain't reading it, because if you read it, you would know in Genesis 1 and 1, it said, like you said, when he made the sun first. Actually, he did make the sun last, second. He was made him on the first. Let me read. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Most High moved upon the face of the water, and Ahiah said, let there be light, and there was light. And Ahiah saw that light was good, and Ahiah divided the light from the darkness, and called the light the day, and the darkness he called the night. So what are you trying to get at? I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from. If you read the Bible, you understand it a little better. Or get a teacher like the Bible say, because you ain't read it yourself. It proved itself wrong. It ain't never wrong. Men put this stuff in it like, oh, I don't want to get on there. Go ahead.
Well, he hung up. I don't know if he got dropped by, what's the name, Blog Talk or not, but you can't call back once you get hung up on. If you're listening to me, my brother, and you are in the chat room, well, you can't listen to me on the chat room, so you can't really listen to me at all. I was going to tell him he could give me his phone number, and I may do it through way. But anyway, we got to wrap this up. But listen, folks, the young brother, I kind of feel a little bad because I was planning on getting more time to compensate for the time I was interrupting, because I did feel like I wasn't letting him talk, and I don't like doing that. But I guess it's just get to me. These young people thinking they're so smart. They know so much. And, you know, you can't dog them out too much, because their reality is their reality. You might, and you could argue to their blue in the face, but if they think it's like this boy was telling his dad, Dad, I don't like this. I was looking at this program on TV, Brother Gabriel. He said, some young boy told his dad, Dad, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. And his dad said, well, you got to go. You got to go. He said, Dad, I really don't want to go to this school. He kept telling his dad, you don't know how much I hate this school. So his dad was like, you know, you can handle it, like most dads would be. Well, his son killed himself. And he left a letter saying, Dad, I would rather be with God than to be at this school. I know that dad felt really bad, because in a young person's mind, if he say something is a certain way, you can't say that's not real. In his head, it's real. And it's worth taking his life over. And I'm not saying he'll take his life, but I'm just saying that brother felt like homosexuality is his sexual preference. I can just hear him saying it. He sounds just like people that's on TV. I mean, that's the European angle on everything. They just feel like they can redefine everything, redefine life, redefine what a woman is, redefine what a man is, redefine what a couple is, redefine what sex is, redefine what God is, redefine what the Bible says, redefine what they redefine everything. And that was one of the things the Bible says that those that oppress Israel would do. It says their dignity and judgment shall proceed of themselves. Y'all thought I was just making that up. The scripture says their dignity and judgment shall proceed of themselves. That's a Bible verse. It talks about those people that rule over Israel. Their dignity and their judgment shall come from themselves. Everybody else get dignity from somebody else. They want to be like this person. They ascribe to be like the elders that came before them. But here's the people that remanufacture up stuff of themselves. They just redefine stuff. Come to America, see people there, and say, we discovered it, and tell everybody, and they have the whole world believing it, you know. They just rediscover. They just change stuff right in your face. Just redefine it. And our young people are falling right behind them with this homosexuality. They just feel like I have a right to choose, you know. So, Brother Gabriel, there's a little noise on the line here. But listen, I want to wrap the show up. We got several people still online on the phone. And, Brother Gabriel, I thank you for bringing those additional scriptures. It did slip my mind. I did kind of get caught up in the way.
I want to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, too, but he gone.
Go ahead and one more time go over those scriptures you read about homosexuality, and we're gonna wrap this up. Everybody, take a note. Let them know what you're finding. It says everything he's saying is true. I was going to get those scriptures and I was even going to go into Sodom and Gomorrah. But I like you going to the law, the Levitical law. That's some strong stuff. One more time, please hit that for us.
Leviticus chapter 18 and 22. You want me to read them or you just want me to state them all?
Read the ones that's related to homosexuality.
Okay, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, in the scripture reads, thou shalt not lay with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. I'm going to read the next one. I'm going to ask people, whoever here, neither shalt thou lay with any beast to defy thyself with, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down, therefore it is confusion. So if that one is, everybody, most people agree you shouldn't lay down with a beast. So it's right after the one that says you should not lay with mankind as with womankind. So if that's cool, so I'm pretty sure the other one should be. But the next one, 20 and 13 of Leviticus, if a man also lieth with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. I'm going to bring it to today. They the ones who started the so-called HIV phenomenon. So if so-called homosexual men didn't intermingle with women, it probably wouldn't have gotten into our society. But I got other things on that. But 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. This for people that say they want to get to heaven. Know you not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived. So when you're deceived, you think neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. What's effeminate? Well, hopefully most people know what that means. Men are acting like women or being, playing a woman role. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. I'm going to read the next one so they don't think that's confusing. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortion itself inherit the kingdom of the Most High. So people have, they probably agree, oh, a thief shouldn't get in there. Somebody that's extorting people and doing all type of wrong for the, a couple other things. But when it comes to man with man, woman with women, they say God made it this way. And the Bible says God don't tempt man with evil. So that is a lie. So that's I'm going to sum it up like that. When a man try to, they invent things to be accepted. That's why they get all this stuff bombarding the children and on TV. They got homosexual cartoons, basically. You got to watch them to figure it out. That's why I advise people to watch, either not let their kids watch a lot of these shows on TV or watch them with them. Not just let, oh, it's cool, because they throw something in there so quick and then your kid be pre-programmed already. Because the brain remember everything. If you don't remember, your brain holds it. Hello?
I'm right here. Well, listen, folks, I got to wrap this up. We still got a lot of people on the phone lines, man. You know, I guess they really digging what we're saying. But we're not going to just say something so you can dig it. This show has been designed to show people love. And hopefully I've accomplished that. I really do care about people. And I know for a fact, gay and lesbian life, I don't care, I don't care how much you like it, if you're into it. I know men fantasize about two women and all this crap. Look, what we fantasize about as men and women is one thing. We shouldn't. Because eventually it's gonna take off our life and we'll be out there holding a sign talking about rights and stuff. We shouldn't even play with it. We shouldn't even allow it. Like Brother Gabriel just read so brilliantly, in the olden days, they had them put to death. And that sounds horrible, but the Most High knew what happened when you lead these people around. They become pleasure seekers. And they, Gabriel, you got some noise. You got some noise going on there. You might want to hold off, because everybody can hear it. But what happened is, when you have people around that's into this kind of pleasure, eventually they become deceived, and they want rights, and the stuff just grow. So the Bible says stone them, but it wasn't just stoning them. Stone a lot of those sins, because when everybody saw people getting stoned, they thought twice about it. And they stoned bad kids, kids that were disrespectful to parents. But back then, they didn't have those kids all disrespectful. Let's say what you want to say. It worked. It wasn't the Most High's best. That's not what he wanted his man doing, sitting around stoning kids and killing them. Please don't think that's what the Most High was all about. But they could not keep his laws. So he had to come up with these laws to put a stop to a lot of his sinning. he really wanted man to just serve him out of the kindness of their heart and raise their children up in the fear and admonition of the Most High, and they wouldn't have to stone them because they would already be respectful and such. But mankind was obeying, and it trickled down to the kids. The kids got rebellious, and they had to do something. So what I'm saying is this. This act is no joke. It ain't nothing to play with. It's real. It's serious. And a lot of people are involved with it. And a lot of men, you know, they may not be professing homosexuals, but they love to see two women together. And it's just this decadent culture. It's what we live in. It's America. And this is why it is judged and going to fall, because of our decadent lifestyle. Even people that know the way is in this. Okay? So what I'm saying is, I don't mean to dog out the young brother and make like he. It's just, we can't be redefining no book. The book is already, the book has been here before his grandparents, grandparents, and then you pop out of, and before you can walk good, you got a problem with the Bible. Some of y'all do too. You know, okay, you might find out it's got issues. You may find out that some things, but look at it like this. Was it good enough for your grandpa? I mean, did they have a better life? Did they have a better marriage? Did they have better kids? If you don't really know what happened to the Bible, you might as well go ahead and trust it to some degree, because what do you got better? I mean, this is what I don't understand about all these folks that have issues with the book. What proof do you have that this new way of belief is going to produce better black folks than already came? Or a better world that already came? It ain't just about black people. So this is what I'm saying. I have such a problem with folks. You know, be wise. Know that if they tamper with this book, it must have been something about it. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. So, Brother Carville, again, thank you for reading those scriptures. It is the Levitical law. And somebody said, well, we are in the Levitical law. Yeah, we may have grace. We may have Christ's blood now. We may have our sins washed away because of the blood. But we still suffer when we participate that act. We may be forgiven to where we can go to the Father. We now can go to the Father even if we are involved in these kind of acts. We still can go to the Father because of what Christ has done by wiping our sins away and making us, allowing us to go into the Holy of Holies and talk to our Father. We still can pray to the Father. We don't have to go to no priest. But that act still bears the curse. It still don't promote life. So I don't know what else to say. I think we've talked about this long enough. Brother Garvey, you got any lasting comments? Anybody on the phone lines, I know it's late, got a brief comment or question, say you enjoyed the show or something. I mean, anybody want to have a quick comment, just, you know. I mean, I understand if you don't, but if anybody wants to have a quick comment, I'm going to have to call on you now. Brother Garvey, you want to go ahead with the last word?
Well, I feel like this. This is for those that want to come to the kingdom in the way, not in the way of the Most High, you must repent, not just with your mouth, with your actions. Turn away from sin. Sin is a transgression of the law. The law comes in the first five books of the Bible. There were 614 laws, and the ones that done away were the sacrificial law. Christ is the final sacrifice. So grace is like a credit card. That don't mean you don't have to pay the bill, but if you pay the bill, it means you don't get punishments. So that's what grace is. If you in the time of the grace, you do what you're supposed to do and pay your bill or get true repentance, which is not doing the sin again, not just saying tomorrow I won't drink, you wake me up. No. Stop. I'm not saying drinking is a sin, but you must stop the act that you are transgressing in or the transgression of the law to get to repent. So that's how you get to the kingdom, not by saying with your mouth. And if you're in the act and in your death, you're going to die in the act. And you're promised a second death. So if you don't want a second death, people might not believe in that, but it is true. Second death, science, people that study science, they say people second all this crazy stuff about afterlife stuff. So long story short, if you don't want a second death, everybody promised one. Even Christ died once. So I don't want my second death. I want my regeneration like Christ. So I'm trying to get out of my sins too. So I'm sorry for taking it long, but basically repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Shalom. All praise to the Most High Power, Ahayah, and His Holy Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus Christ in the unknown English tongue.
All right, my brother. That's Brother Gabriel, and I always like to hear him come, and I want to just say shalom to you, my brother. Really appreciate everything you do. You dropped a lot of time tonight. Folks, I just enjoyed it. If y'all still got the chat room open, Brother Johnny Lerner said something crazy. He was talking about David prostrating with Jonathan. David and Jonathan being friends, like, you know, they said they loved each other. I guess he's trying to tie it up and make them like they was homosexual. Boy, these people, they just want to be able to have intersex with each other, I tell you, at any extreme. America and their pleasures, they're in love with their little pleasures. They love to have little orgasms and try to make little families around. I hate to go there tonight, but tonight is what we're talking about. What we're talking about. But it's just, it's amazing. It just proves that it's just that much wrong when you see how people are coming at you. They don't have nothing concrete. He don't try to prove that David and Jonathan was gay by little verses he quoting. It ain't nothing about no. Back then, men was just more sensitive than men are today. It don't mean it was gay. Nowhere did it say nothing about Jonathan and David. Anyway, listen. Thank y'all for stopping by. Please follow the show. Please follow the show. Y'all like the show. I know you do. Some of y'all still on the phone lines, even after 38 minutes after the time. Please follow the show and get a reminder sent to your phone or email, and also go to the website, 5smoothsong.webs.com, and follow us there as well. I got to go. Love everything.